Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We're continuing. We had one shiur, which was a preview to Birkas HaMazon, and today we're going to go into another subject that has to do with benching. Mainly today, we're going to learn Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see some records before, but really important Shulchan Aruch that many people don't know the details of these halachas, which have to do with changing place in Birkas HaMazon. Starting one place, going to another place, and all that. And we'll touch that, and we'll end this. Sim actually ends with some of the things we touched upon in previous year regarding Birkas HaMazon, which is the Araisa, what happens if you forget, and we'll get to that in a moment. And the plan for the next few weeks is, next week, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to learn something which is Halacha Birkas HaMazon, which is Negea very much to Purim of this year. It has to do, when you daven Maariv doing the Seuda, how does that work in terms of your Birkas HaMazon? And, you know, the Tart to the Sastra, we'll get into that sugi. It's a build-up to get to Purim. And the week after that, basically 2 weeks from now, I'm going to speak about the halacha of having Purim on a Friday. When exactly you do the meal, how do you do the meal, and all that. That'll be basically in 2 weeks. So we have, this week is just pure Birkas HaMazon. Next week is Birkas HaMazon / Purim. And then we get to Purim itself regarding how do you do a Friday afternoon meal. Friday morning, I do the student Purim. And then Be'ez Hashem, after that, between then and Pesach, we'll have two shiurim regarding what's unique about this year, which is Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. When you have Erev Pesach Shabbos, two shiurim, one shiur will be what you do on the Friday, and the second shiur will be what you do on the Shabbos, and that will Be'ez Hashem end with us, the Zman. That's the plan. That's the curriculum, Be'ez Hashem, for the next few weeks. So let's start this week. We're still in what's called pure Hilchos Birkas HaMazon. And maybe also relating a little bit more when you talk about things, big parties and things that are happening, for example, Purim, this may be Negea very much Lamaisa as well, because you're talking about changing your place. So, I'm going to try, like I said, I have something stuck here on the computer, so hopefully I'm able to, people are able to see what I'm showing you on the Zoom. Okay, we're starting like this. We'll start with the number one on the page in the top right. We have a Gemara and Brachas Tefnanah for one base. The Gemara tells us, it's a Mishnah. It's really a Mishnah. Mishnah tells us, "Mishachal v'shachach v'loy birich." Somebody ate, forgot, and didn't have the Birkas HaMazon. So Shabbos Oymim Yachzor l'mikoyim v'ivarach. Shabbos say, "Go back to your place. You don't do Birkas HaMazon wherever you are. Return to your place and mention over there." Meaning, if you left the place, obviously.
Ubesil Oymim. The place, or is it different?
So we'll see if you see the place, that's good enough. You see the place, good enough. But the push up shot right now, as we start this, so it means back where you ate, you go back to your table, you ate. No, wherever you are, you can bench. That's what we still say. That's another part, which really would seem to be not part of this, sugya, but until when can you bench? Until you digest the food. Okay. Says the Rosh, number two on the page. Everybody sees the number two on the page? So number two on the page just says the Rosh. Now usually we know the aloha b'chim b'sham b'sila aloha is like b'sila. But in this case it says, u'b'seder avam, says the Rosh, pasak aloha ke b'chamay. Not like b'sila. Usually we say aloha ke b'sila in this perek. Even b'sila agree that it's better to do like b'chama, to go back to your place. They didn't force a person to go and do that, but it's for sure better to do that way. So that's what he says. So says the Rosh, he paskas aloha ke b'chamay. That what? One has to go back to his original place in order to do the bracha. He left his place, go back there to do the bracha. The Rambam, on the other hand, number three, the Rambam says, this is Perek Zayin, Mehilchos Brachos Aloha Aleph. He says, kol mevarich Birkas HaMazon, anyone who's mevarich Birkas HaMazon, or bracha achas main shalosh, ideally, you eat, you bench where you ate. What happens if he's walking? Wherever he's, while he's walking, when he stopped walking, when he finished eating, wherever he finished eating, that's what he's going to do bracha. Or if he's standing, sit down, have to do a kvias. He forgot to do because of Ozen. Before he digested the food, he remembered. You bench wherever you are. That's like Bishilo, not like Bishilo. But if he was Mazi, I mean, he knew he was in the place. He said, I have got to bench right now. I'm leaving. I don't care. I'm leaving. And then he's leaving and says, I didn't bench. Can I bench now? If you left with Mazi, then you have to go back. You can bench wherever you are if you by mistake left. But if you knew when you left the problem, then you have to go back.
Here?
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay, Bar Flash is different. Really, the Rush already mentioned it. Already mentioned. We didn't read it. He really says even Shiva Samini, you don't go back. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about only a real Chosh of Bracha, like Berakas Hamazon, and maybe Bracha Ben Shosh. Right. 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 We'll get to that in the Shulchan Aruch position. So he says, but even if it was amazing. If he bench wherever he was, the Rabbah concludes, as the Rosh mentioned, everybody agrees best to do Birkas Hamazon where you are, where you ate, the original place. But what happens if he left? What's the halacha lemaise? So the Rosh holds, halacha is, you bench back in your original place. Like B'chava. The Rambam says, no, you bench wherever you are. Obviously, better to be where you are, but the original place, but you bench wherever you are. Machlok is the Rambam, the Rosh, do we paskel like B'chava or like B'chava? Right? Now, with this, we go straight into the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, in Siman, we're basically going to be learning today, Siman Kuf Pidalet, which is the main Siman of this Sugya, and we'll see one Seif in Siman Kuf Ein Ches, which refers to one additional detail regarding this concept. So Shekhanah Siman Kuf Pidalet says the Seif Aleph. Mi she'achal b'mokom echot. Someone ate in one place. Tzorech levorech kodim she'akur v'mkoyim. Before you leave, bitch. That's, everybody agrees, that's the main din. Hago, says the Ramah. V'ayin le'el Siman Kuf Ayiches. We'll get the Siman Kuf Ayiches back, as we'll see in a moment. V'im yotzo v'mkoyim boy. Person left this place. V'loy birich, indur bracha. Im hoya b'mezit, if it was purposely, yachzor l'mekom yivorech, he has to go back. Not even the Rambam said that if he left purposely, he has to go back. V'i birich bracha sheniska yotza. But if he did a bracha wherever he is, it's fine. But really, he should go back. B'mezit, but it's fine. Fine. So now we have over here an addition. We didn't see in the Rambam in the Rosh side. Says the Rambam, I go, v'davkal dasa Rambam. The Rambam is the one who says like this. You should do Birkas Hamazon. If you did it by mistake, you can do whatever you are. Purposely, go back, but the evidence is fine. But the Rosh said that even L'chatchila should do Birkas Hamazon where? Do Birkas Hamazon back where you are. Even if you forgot. So B'mezin is one stage higher than that. Says the Ramah, Aval Das HaRosh is spherely. They have B'shoikig Yaqzor L'mekoyimah. Then he holds even by mistake, you go back to your original place. By mistake. Everybody adds one additional step. Mezid over Shoykik. Meaning, according to the Rambam, Beshoykik can do wherever you are. Bemezid, you have to go back. Bidiyevid, you can do wherever you are. According to the Rosh, Beshoykik, go back. Bidiyevid, you can do wherever you are. Bemezid, you have to do, you have to go back. Yet and if you don't go back, you can't bench your b'dievet wherever you are. You have to go back. That's the second example.
Could you explain b'mezid? Because if I'm going to do it on purpose, then I'm going to take a piece of bread with me, and I'm going to say I'll finish eating wherever I'm going.
We'll get to that. That's what I want to get to. I want to get to what happens if you have a piece of bread. But let's see, you didn't take a piece of bread. You didn't?
What do you mean? You say intentionally on purpose, I don't care where I am?
Yeah. Person is eating. He says, I'm sorry. I'm busy now. I'm on bench now.
I gotta go out bench in the car.
I have to go. I'm late for a meeting. You know, you didn't bench. I know. I'm sorry. I can't now. I can't. I'm not. I can't. I'm leaving.
But you have in mind I'll bench in the car. I'll bench on the
way. It doesn't matter, yeah. Even if you have in mind to bench the car. Right now, we're talking about he didn't take a piece of bread with him.
Right.
With Dover's benching over, he didn't take a piece of bread with him. He just left the meal. He finished his meal. He's too busy. He left. He says, and then he's an hour away. He says, I have to bench. Okay. Which I do. Calls the rabbi, or he calls you guys, because you just learned the halacha. Says, the guy, what should I do? Can I have to bench or not? So listen, you knew about it? Yeah, I knew. I left. Go back. You have to go back. I have to go back an hour to bench? Yeah, well, see, obviously we have the limit of time of how when you digest the food. But you have to go back to your original place. That's what he says.
You're not better off skipping it. You're still better off doing it, right?
You have to do it, yeah. Now again, according to the Rambam, b'di'evet, if he bench wherever he is, he eats it. But according to the Rosh, it says the Rambam not. So if your person decides, you know, I'm just going to bench. So you do bracha levatala, according to the Rosh. Okay, so he says, that's what the Rambam says, that according to the Rosh doesn't work. It was a mistake. He forgot to bench. He's on his way, he still remembers, wherever you are, you should bench. He still has to go back to bench. Now, I was planning to go to Kuveches first, because what David mentioned, let's go to Seif Beis. Seif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch, says, he has no more bread. Bread is finished. He has no bread with him. Avelin yeshli paso, he does have bread. Yoichal b'mokoyim shenizkar. B'yoichal b'mokoyim shenizkar. Sorry, b'mokoyim shenizkar. He eats in the second place. Just continue eating. Me'at v'yivorach shelo yeroyim mechel
v'shayinu.
Oh, excellent point. Excellent point. Is it could be bread or anything else. I didn't bring it over here in the Mishnah. I didn't bring it in the page. The Mishnah Berurah addresses exactly what you're talking about. Reb David, the Mishnah Berurah tells us like this. He said, "Matt says the Mishnah Berurah, how you know a full pochus bekazais? It can be less kazais. Doesn't have to be a full kazais. To be called with tzav zel achila shachol kabushu because that joins in this first eating."
Doesn't have to be a
kazayas, but it has to be bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'davko im barakoyim hasheni, ochal gam ken pas." He needs to eat bread. Our parpeles and kisanim, different types of cakes, it's up to him that feel kazayas, so man doesn't help. You must have real bread. That's what he says. Needs to be moko sudo, has to be real bread. So that answers your question, David. It needs to be bread in the first place, and that's what it says over your seed base. You need to have, if you're having bread, in the second place, so then you're fine, because then you're basically continuing the meal in that second place. But if you don't have bread, then we have the halacha, you have to go back to your original place. Now,
it does have to be kazayas or no?
Does not have to be kazayas, but it has to be bread. Now, Seif Gimel, right? Seif Gimel is basically what the Gishmak, because everybody here brought the questions of what the Shulchan Aruch is dealing with. Look at the next Seif. Seif Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, sure, some say, Shekol Shiva submitted to the bracha l'acharim. They all need, it's the same thing. Bimkoyim, over their place. If you show you the chamesh minit doged davka, only the 5 minute doged, which is bread. If you look at the back of the Rambam and the Rosh, he said, the last two lines of the Rosh, number two, he said, davka b'kis avas, davka rega b'kis avas. Shiva submitted, meaning bracha b'in shalosh that you do in Shiva submitted, ain't to the bracha l'acharim bimkoyim. That's what the Rosh said. While the Rambam, the same Rambam, go back here in the Rambam said, the end of Seif Aleph, of the Halach Aleph, Chathil lo yivor b'kis amozen, v'lo yibrocha shemeit shalosh, el kishu yoyish v'kom shalochal. He said also bracha b'in shalosh. That's what Shechidor says, it's a machlaikis. Do I treat alamichya, or b'in shalosh, the same way? He says, Chabesh's meaning, which usually means also alamichya, so really, the Mishnah Berurah points out of it three opinions. One opinion says only bread. The other opinion says any chameshes mini. Chameshes mini doga means all grain, which means any time you do brikas amazon or ala mechia. And the third opinion means even if you do ala peiros, which means you ate dates, you ate pomegranates, you know, etc. So there, basically, the Mishnah Berurah it concludes like. Yeah, the pears, the shirmin, that's all the pears. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the In other words, you go la halacha, then not only a brikas hamazon, but also ala mechya. Also ala mechya. Okay, now, so that's the first part. So we have over here, meaning, what we see over here is this idea, we have a machlekes, because you have to go back to your place or not. And if it was b'shogeg, but the evidence fine, even out. B'mezid, you have to go back. Machlekes, if the evidence it's okay to do it outside. And you have a solution to eat more bread. That's what we saw in the meantime. Now, look over here in the... you know what? Before we look, we go on. Look at the Mishnah Berurah number 5, the first part. The first part of the page. You have over here number 5, the right side. Shabur says, L'dasa Ram. I mean, the Ramam holds that B'shoyi can do it. It says the Mishnah Berurah just explains. So let me the Sfiyah of Islam with the B'shoyi El Chatchila. He holds the B'shoyi given the Chatchila. Yochel Avarech B'Koshinsky can do it wherever he is. Taylor Nachmi B'Mezi B'Chatchila Shetzech La'asa B'Koyim. So then B'Mezi, you take one step, like we mentioned that. This is the summary we said. Aladasa Rosh, the B'shoyi Tzoch La'atchila Zoh B'Koyim. According to the Rosh, the B'shoyi, you should go back. Mistabro, to B'Mezi Machmir and Tfei, that B'Dievid Lo Yatzah. So B'Mezi is even more calmer that even B'Dievid is not okay, as we mentioned. Ulinyan aloch, what's that aloch regarding that? Eskibu achoinim de ein tzorich lachzor levorich, afilu ya mezid ba'alich urebrocha. The achoinim come to the conclusion, no. No. Even, you don't have to go back. Meaning, not like the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh and the Rambam both say that you should go back. You know, if you don't go back, with the evid. The Bishabur means aloch, all the achoinim agreed, de ein tzorich lachzor levorich, afilu ya mezid. Even though he did it purposely. Lamaisi, he left. He do wherever you are. So all that, this whole discussion brings the Iker Shittas. But the Achronim conclude la halacha lamaisa that you do bring a Samaza wherever you are. That's what they say. Halacha, that's what you do. You do wherever you are. Basically, like the Rambam, you use the Vidyevet. And that's what they say. The question is, does Sfaradim agree with that or not? Is it did only Ashkenazim and Sfaradim? I saw the Vizoy Sabrocho discusses that. So lamaisa, but lamaisa with Ashkenazim, we say that you should do the bracha wherever you are, and don't go back. Okay.
Even without bread.
Now.
Was there any reason to do a bread?
It's better to do with bread. Better to do bread, because then you eat say, quit to everybody. Right? Now, this segues into another halacha, which is really related very much, and that's the halacha Tzibur Kufay Ches. Now, Tzibur Kufay Ches, the Shulchan Aruch brings in Seif Aleph, the idea, I didn't bring it over here, the concept of someone leaves in the middle of the meal, he has to go for something. So he goes out from his meal in the middle, and he changes place in the middle. Okay, and he goes back. So now, we'll go straight into our page, into Seif Beis, and number 6 of the page. And he says, he brings even more of a reason why a person left. He left not for no reason, he left for a mitzvah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Chaveirim sheyoyishu, Chaveirim means a group of people. Yoyishim leechol. They went out for a mitzvah. As long as they left somebody there, so then their meal is still going on. So even though some of them left out, they come back in, their meal is still there. They didn't leave anybody there. In other words, everybody left, or you're eating on your own. Because now look at the Shulchan Aruch. This is how the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see in a moment, the Ramah argues. The Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do if you left your place? And you come back. Kishem yaitzim tzuchim bracha lemafreya. When they leave, they have to do because of Ozen. You end your meal. Kishem choyzim tzuchim bracha lechatchila. Then you have to bench again. You left your meal. You have to do because of Ozen. Go out. Come back. Start again. Techenemim esum l'shtiyo l'chol peyroys. Yeah, the same thing if you're eating other things. Anybody who leaves this place, he stopped his meal. For the fikah, and therefore, he does because of what he ate. He has to do bracha again. If it's one ass, as you mentioned before, and you're one ass, you have to do it. Okay, let's give this line. That's Shulchan Aruch holds like this. You leave your place, What do you need to do? You have to do Birkas Hamazon, and you have to do Birkas Hamayitzi. You stopped, do Birkas Hamazon, you come back, you do another bracha if nobody stayed there. Says the Rama, V'yesh cholkim b'chol ma shekosov siman zeh. Some argue in this whole concept. Rak soivim, sheshinu makoim eno ela kesech hadas. When you leave your place, it's as if you stop thinking about your food. V'lechen, im shinu makoim lokom acher, ein tzorach levarach. Change his place to another place. He'd have to bench again. El lifnei ma shiroi tzalech. Only for the new things. In other words, you don't do because it wasn't. But if you don't have in mind what you're going to eat, so the next thing you want to eat, you have to do a bracha. Have a mashikvar ocha, whatever you ate retroactively, have a lot of mashikvar ocha, you don't have to mention that. You don't have to do because samosa, you have to do bracha rishayna. Tedavka shaloiniach mixes chavayim besud. Again, if he doesn't have people left over there, talk with voice, it's chibrochim yukoyimon. Aminiach mixes chavayim, if you're loiniach, you have to do bracha, you need a bracha back in your place. Afilu mashikvar ocha, you have to do a bracha. So you don't do a bracha. Okay, so let's focus on what he says right now. Ve'lachen, says the Ramah, Misha posak suda, so someone stopped his meal. Ve'olach lebay sache, goes to the different house. O'shaya oichel, ve'korach haveru l'daber imoy. Ve'lepech ha'pesach beis, ve'kobacher, someone shkei shvud, says, come speak to me. Ke'shechuzoy zel suda, you go back to his place, ein tzorech levarach klal. Don't do a bracha. Ta'apasach bracha mekoyim lekulam. When you do bread, you have to do another bracha. You need this place. So when you're going back to the original place. So then it's fine. Miu, he misich daite kashachoyz. If he completely forgot about it, that's what he says. Ve'en chil ben imchoyz alakot shoach akvar ben tzim tzuzo komach. This man, if he's going to eat somewhere else, or he's in his original place, v'chen no agim nerseru, that's a minyak of the Ashkenazim. U'mikol mekom lechatchim le'akum koyer b'lo b'achot ha'chashir shevayishkach. Maybe you're going to forget. That's what he says. So what is it saying in the Ramah? The one says, halacha for us, you leave the place and you come back, there's no bracha needed. You go back to your original place. Or even if you continue your meal somewhere else. Lechatchila, you should not stop, you should do benching where you are before you leave. As the Rambam concludes. But if you went and continued and ate anything, which is the main meal, which means the bread, you continue with the bread, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. So then, you don't have to do a bracha now before and not after. Shulchan Aruch says not like that. Shulchan Aruch says that when you leave your place and you come back, so you have to do Birkas Hamazon, and you have to do bracha Rishayna. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. But the Ramah argues. Ramah says, no. If you continue your meal afterwards, you don't have to do a bracha. L'chatchila, you should not do that. But if you continue your meal, it's fine. That's what he says. Now, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Very important over here. Mishnah Berurah number 7. Left side of the page. In the bottom. Mishnah Berurah says, better don't leave before you do bracha samosin. You can continue your meal somewhere else. But lechatchila, you should really stop your meal. Here comes an exception. Very important exception. Unless when he did a moitzi, he had in mind, I'm going to continue my meal somewhere else. Right away when he started his meal, he had in mind, I'm going to eat somewhere else. De'az chashivi shneem mikoyimoy, they consider to be his place, umutah v'chatchilo, to go another place. Afilu mibayis labayis, me'anim chashom adozu, even from one house to another, chen agush kol chivsulis nesuyin shvachavim mitchil lechotshem, you have in mind, when you have in sehudas to nesuyin, that's what you do. So what is it comes over here? According to the Ashkenazi, the question is, do the Sfaidim agree to this last part of the Mishnah Berurah? That's a debate. It's not so clear. Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah learns that the Mishnah Berurah does not agree with his last piece. But the Kafachai disagrees. So there is a discussion, what will be according to the Sfaidim. But let's say according to Ashkenazi like this. When a person is in the middle of his meal, he should bench before he leaves. But if he did not bench, wherever he goes, he can continue. He goes back, he goes back to a different place, continues his meal, there's no bracha needed, if he's eating bread. But if he had in mind when he did a moitzi to eat somewhere else, so then the halacha is that you could go somewhere else. So this is very common. Let's eat in Shalashudas at home. start shashus at home, and you plan to continue shashus and shul. So you're washing your hand, you're doing a mitzvah. When you're doing a mitzvah, he says, I have in mind, I'm going to continue there. I have a lot of times, there's a simcha on Friday night. Back in the day, we used to have simchas, right? So you had simcha Friday night. So what we used to do, we used to do early Shabbos, and eat with the kids at home, a quick meal, and then continue the meal in the simcha. So when I wash, I have in mind, I'm going to continue the meal in the simcha. So that's fine. We can have it, you know, not after this year, every year. You have, let's say, Purim Suda. You're starting your meal in one place, but you're going from place to place. You're, I guess, this guy invited you. You want to go to this party. So you have in mind, you wash your hands in the beginning, and you have in mind, I'm going to continue the meal over there. That's fine, according to the Ashkenazi for sure. As long as you have in mind when you're doing a mitzi, that you can continue your meal somewhere else, you can continue the meal in that place.
The benching is where?
The benching is where you finished. Okay. Where you finished. You have to go back. Right? That's what says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Lamed Gimel. But the Mishnah Berurah itself says, I just want to see the Losha that he says, according to the Sfad, is very different.
But in general, if you start to get hungry again, and 70 minutes are gone, you're in trouble.
Right, because that's even in your own meal. This is, let's say, you're in the house. You're in the house. You're eating a meal. You didn't leave your space. You're sitting on your chair. But you haven't had too long of a break, which we'll get back to in a moment. We'll see in a moment what it means. So then you have a problem. Forget about leaving your place. It has nothing to do with leaving the place. So then you have that issue. But here, so what we have over here is this safe adds something very important to us. Because we're learning over here, a person forgot, amazing, he didn't bench where he was supposed to bench. He left. So again, if he ate bread somewhere else, it's not a problem. How does this really work with for the according to the Shulchan Aruch that says over here they should eat? There he says lechatchila he should do a bracha again. But if he didn't, he had bread, he just continues where he is. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So that's a big chiddush according to the Shulchan Aruch. Because remember, Shulchan Aruch at Simon Kufayin Ches told us to really have to do a brikas hamazon, do bracha rishayna. But here he says it's fine. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't mean the Mishnah Berurah over here. He says over here, we speak about the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Beis that tells you that you continue eating bread, you're fine. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have it. That's what he says. And it's all fine. Okay. Now, so if you're eating bread somewhere else, you rectify the issue. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, really what you should do, even according to the Rambam, if you're leaving your place and you didn't have in mind to give the meal, you should do because of us and do bracha again. If you had a bracha, if you had in mind the beginning of the meal that I want to go and eat somewhere else, then lechatchila you don't do because of us. Then you continue eating somewhere else. At least according to the Rama. Not so clear. That's what comes out of here. So we have over here this halacha. If you have your meal and you just left, so then I have the issue because of us. Now the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says you do because of us wherever you are. If you eat bread in the other place, then you really rectify the issue. It's not perfect, but you rectify the issue. If you had it in mind when you did because of moitzi, then you can eat in the second place. And that's right, again, a lot of people, when you go from one place to another, if you have that in mind, so you're fine.
So does it work the same way I have in mind that I'm going to take a walk after the second course and then come back?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay, because I don't know, somewhere I heard that if you leave the house or the apartment, whatever it is, you've lost it.
So we see over here that's not exact. You see over here that if you came back, even if you didn't come back, if you ate bread afterwards, you're fine. But you're right that you should not do that unless you had in mind to do that. When you did a moitzi. You should not do that. Best, you're leaving your place, you should do because it was that we saw a favorish. You're leaving your place, you do because it wasn't. Don't leave your place without a bracha. That's really the chatchila. The Miramah tells us. Even though you have all these solutions, don't do it. Okay. Let's continue now the halachas over here in Simon Kupidah to finish the Simon. He says like this. See, now this goes back to what we started. We learned in the previous year regarding the fact that because Samaz is deraisa. And how much is deraisa? So Shkanok tells us, Siv Dalet, Achal ve'inu yodeh b'chas b'chas. A person ate, but he's not sure, did he bench or didn't bench? He's not sure, did he bench or didn't bench? Tzorich levarich misafik. You have to do a bracha misafik, v'rishu min ha-tayra. Because it's min ha-tayra. So min ha-tayra, because there was a deraisa, so you barach misafik. Remember, we learned, that's what you learned, it's deraisa, you do a bracha misafik. Obviously, I forget which the big tzaddik that he was asked if he ate today lunch. He said, I don't remember if I ate lunch, if I ate I didn't eat, but I for sure didn't do because I wasn't. So the big tzaddiki, they remember the bracha, they don't remember the food. By us, we remember the food, we don't remember the bracha. Okay? Now that's Ivdas. If he says the Shulchan Aruch, Ademosa yochol levarach. Until when can you bench? This is a very important halacha. Until when? You did a break. As David mentioned, even in your house. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Achis akel hamozon mimeyov. Until the food is digested in his stomach. The kamashiur, how much is that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kozman, she'ena roi machbaz sachil, as long as he's full. So this is a misconception, as we'll see in a second why. They say, oh, it's 72 minutes. It's not 72 minutes. Me kardin. It is as long as you're full. If a person ate a gigantic meal, and he's going to be full now for a few hours, he can still do bikas amazim, as long as he's full. Umishashi is chidol roi, if you start becoming hungry, even though he's not digested. Even the digestive system is not finished. But he is, he's not hungry anymore. And he still is hungry again. Case Akilagami didn't let you look at it as if he's hungry. In other words, as if he's digested it. And he's doing a bracha again. And he says the same thing. He's not any more interested in his fruits. Digested or not. That's what he says. So here we have.
But if it's less than 72 minutes, you can still bench, even though you're.
If you're full, so the Mishaburah says over here. Mishaburah says like this. Let's see the Mishaburah said. We don't have. I don't have in the pay. I actually want to go to the previous safe in a second. You know what? Let's do that first. Before we go down, let's go back to the safe Dalet. We learned because it was Deraisa. So let me do Misafik. We have four brachas. Three are Deraisa. And the fourth one is Darabon, that's what we learn. So what about the fourth one? Says the Mishnah Berurah Tzif in the right side of the page, number 5. Shabur says, in Tzif Dalet, Tzorek Levarach, Ainu Kol Birkas Abasim. Af Bracha Revis, Chainu Darabon, even the fourth Bracha. Keichet Dodol is Zazul Ben. No, it had to be Mizal to say that's an important Bracha. So Mitaka that it joins the first three Brachas, you do it even Misafik. We Kiddush. Now, we'll skip one, go to Tzif Tzvav, Tzif Kata Tzvav, and this goes back to our sukkah. If you remember the previous year, we learned this in Machlekes, what do you have in Deraisa? Isn't Deraisa only when you're full? Only like Kazayis or Kabetza? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vidavka Shaseveya, if he's full. Dilo Seveya, if he's not full, the rare place keep it there abanon. Look at the abanon. Koga, we're either a Shemayi, he's topic, he's brachaloy. A person is not sure if he did a brach or not, and he's not full. A person ate. He's not sure that he do because wasn't or not. He didn't eat. For sure he did not eat Knei Sviya. So be the right side, he's no bracha. So if he wants to be yoytze everybody, wash again, say because of moitzi, and do because of mazit, then you know you're yoytze the other one. So that's what Mishabur says over here. Now regarding the Akhilo, so he says, the concept of the 72 minutes, he says like this. So he says, so first of all, very important thing, I should have bring this in the sheet. The Shechanoi, the Mishmur says, it's even called Yudches. He says like this. But men dvoy are more that you go based if you're hungry or not hungry. Sha'acha shegoma achiloso yarishoine isiach daitem lecholor. He finished eating. He completely said, you know, I'm not eating anymore. I'm done. And then passed a time that he's not hungry anymore. So he's hungry again. It's a long meal. One long meal. He's eating for hours. He digested the bread that he ate originally. Because he's still eating and drinking other things. So even though you didn't eat bread for a long time, If you ate something else, as long as the meal is still continuing, so then you are fine.
Is dessert considered the meal still continuing?
Or yes, yes. Sabaz, yes. As we learned originally, even though we say you have to do a bracha rishayin on dessert, but Birkas Samazon works for dessert. That's what we pass, not like Rashi. So for us, that's part of the meal, as long as the meal is continuing on. I'm trying to find where it says...
No need to keep eating bread.
Right. Don't have to get bread. Oh. Now, what we're referring to here is the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha tells us how long you have to wait. So the Bir Halacha says... We said, you know, your dad, you go based on the fact that it's, if he's hungry, not hungry. So the Bir Halacha, we read it inside, we down on the sheet. Which means, if you're not sure if you're hungry or not, let's start with the Mishtabura. Shabur tells the following. He ate whatever he needed to eat. He ate only a little bit. A person ate a small piece. I'm still hungry. What do you mean I'm hungry? I could eat more. I wasn't planning to eat more. I'm on a diet. I don't want to eat that much. You have more. How are you going to do a cheshbon of being hungry? Yeah, I was hungry before. I could eat 5 pieces of cake. I just ate 2. I could eat 3 more. I'm still hungry for cake. He didn't have. He didn't want to eat. So, here come the Achorim and say, "Timeshayim bezak de iluch arba mili." Then you go arba mili, shehu 72 minutes, 72 minutes. The 72 minutes comes when I cannot figure out if I'm hungry or not. Seventy-two minutes, you for sure have to still bench. The 72 minutes is a minimum. I don't know if I'm still hungry or not. 72 minutes, you know, you can do it. That's what he says. And some Achorim disagree, and that's what he passes halachos. So what are we saying? What is the Mishnah telling us? The 72 minutes is I don't care if you're hungry or not hungry.
Right. You have to
know if you're hungry or not. So sometimes when you eat a big meal, you know you're full. You're full. You say you're completely satisfied and full for the meal. Now after a long time, you start getting hungry again. What can you eat again? Right? You have a big Shabbos meal. You eat the chont and you eat the kugel and you eat the schnitzel. You're full. And then you forgot the bench, and you remember 2 hours later, you're still very full, you can't look at food, right? As usually happens to us. So then you still bench. Being full, as long as you're full, you still bench. With 72 minutes, this is really something I should have put on the page, I apologize. Because this is like so ikar. The 72 minutes that we have must be only as long as you don't know you're hungry, not hungry, within 72 minutes, you for sure can still connect it, still can bench again. But if you're full, you can go on for 3 hours. You can still bench. If you know to be shy yourself, then you do it even for a few hours. Very good. So we'll end the last seif in this simon. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shir achil avorcha leo b'kas amazen, kazayis. How much do you have to do b'kas amazen? Is 1 kazayis, that's enough. And even though we saw that we have there's a sheet in the Gemara, it says kabeitza, but we say it's kazayis, And therefore, even though we derise as kadesvi, as we said, but kazayis is more mechuyev. So a person eats kazayis. We don't know exactly what kazayis is, but you eat certain shear over here that it's for sure kazayis. And one is mechuyev to do because mazon, even though bracha rishon is a mashu. Bracha rishon is even if you take one small little crumb, you have to do bracha rishon because you're not allowed to enjoy the world without a bracha. Because a mazon is once you have a kazayis, that's what you have. Okay. So with that, we'll end this simon, a very important simon, very halacha diklamaise, regarding Birkas HaMazon that we have over here. To remember, just the things that we learned today, basically number one is the concept of leaving your place. So we learned halacha diklamaise, you leave your place, you do Birkas HaMazon wherever you are. Best, if you left, intentionally or unintentionally, eat some bread wherever you are, if you're able to. Then the Birkas HaMazon there is better. But even with that, they do Birkas HaMazon in that place. A person who, and melechatchila, you should do because wherever you are, unless when you did a moitzi, you had in mind to eat at someplace else. That's number one. Number two is that, we spoke about Shiva Samin, do you say that or not? 3 sheaves over there. But the other thing is regarding if a person is not sure if he did because was or not, so we send me the raiso, because it's the raiso, you have to do it again, as long as he's full. And even the fourth bracha, the Mishabur said, even if you're not full, not kli svia, you still do the best thing is to wash and eat again bread to be lechatchila. That's what the in that case. And then we learned the idea of how long of a break is a problem for Bikas Amazin. So we said the main thing is to stay, that if you're full for the first minute, you can still do Bikas Amazin. If you're not sure, it's very hard to measure, so you say it's every 2 minutes. And finally, the halacha is, the Bikas Amazin is on a kazais. Very good.
So Rabbi, if you're leaving somewhere, if you left and you find yourself and you forgot to bench, you said, well, obviously covered, you said you could bench where you are.